Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. One of the first things, those joining us here on the radio side here in Mississippi at 92.3 FM, let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Donnell Damon is making his first appearance on the program today to talk to us not only about his own ministry of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. He, along with the Greater Works Chorale, has been able to not only, I think, bring attention to God's Word, but also share a powerful message in a way that not only inspires, but entertains as well. He's going to talk to us about what that has been like for him, and also an upcoming taping that all of you guys can participate in as well. Donnell, thank you so much for being on with us today, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Cyrus.
Hey, man, glad to do it. So, you know, let's kind of talk about this a little bit. You know, when I was first, you know, hearing about you, I think a lot of people might, if the name sounds familiar, they might remember you from last year's Verizon, How Sweet the Sound. Talk to us about this experience of not only being led by God, Donnell, but being able to see the fruits of what happens when you do that.
Oh, man, it was an amazing experience, the fact that we actually live in Seattle, Washington, and, you know, it was already a difficult challenge because all of out of all the seven choirs that participated, we were the only one that was outside of the state of California, and the competition was actually at the Staples Center. And so it was kind of a little, you know, back up against the wall type scenario because we're leaving our hometown and we had to get our own way there, so we had to purchase tickets and, you know, have situations set up where we had campaigns to make sure everyone that wanted to participate was able to make it. And so we found a way, and we worked very hard, endless hours, just countless hours of just preparation and, to get there, it was a journey within itself. But to become victorious was so much of a relief for all the hard work that we had. It was amazing. It was just some things you can't ever really put into words, but that was an incredible experience.
Yeah. And, you know, what I think is so interesting about that, Donnell, is when I was watching over the weekend, watching the performance, I mean, it really was a little bit of everything. You had a little bit of theatrics in there. I mean, you definitely had this amazing harmony. But the thing that really stood out to me, of course, was the message. Do you think that has really been the key for not only you, but also for the chorale, the success being that you guys keep the focus where it needs to be, and that is on the message of God?
Absolutely. One of the phrases that I use within my choir rehearsals is that the success of any service and any communication is to make the song believable. Mm-hmm. And so I would challenge them, even in rehearsals, if I don't believe it, then that's basically me letting them know that I wasn't pleased with what I was hearing. So I basically let them know that, you know, we want to make it believable to everyone that's listening.
And I think that is, again, the key. So kind of take us back. I talked about last year, and, of course, you know, the event with Verizon. Talk to us about when you first realized this gift for yourself. Because, I mean, you know, definitely I think, you know, we talk about on this show all the time, Donnell, about gifts and how God gives us different gifts. When did you realize the gift that he had given you?
I realized the gift of directing came to me probably at the age of maybe 14, 15 years old. That's when I really honed in on it really seriously to know that it was something I really wanted to do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think to recognize the gift, Donnell, I think is great. Did you have any idea at that point of where it could take you? Even though you knew it was something that God had given you, did you have any idea at that point where it could go?
You know, honestly, I didn't. I'm originally from Rochester, New York. And, you know, I was saturated around many musical artists that did exactly what I did. And at that point, I was actually playing the drums because I was a drummer. And so I just continued to just grow in my knowledge of what I was learning and saturate all the information. And eventually the opportunity started coming open for me to, you know, utilize my gift in that manner. And then when I relocated out to Seattle is when I really got a chance to really put it on display. And ever since then, the sky's has really been the limit.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's the thing. And people are recognizing, you know, exactly the source of where it's all coming from. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Danelle Damon is my guest. We're talking to him not only about the success that he's been able to have with music, but the ministry that he's been able to be a part of along with the Greater Works Chorale. You know, last year, you know, the world really got to know them because of the Verizon event, How Sweet the Sound. But now, of course, you know, the music is there for all to be able to enjoy. Now, I want to talk about challenges, because you mentioned just getting to that event last year, that there were things that had to be overcome. Talk to us about how you have been able to allow your faith to grow and your reliance on God to grow just by listening to him and going through in spite of challenges.
Oh, my goodness. It's made me who I am right now, because I feel the passion that I communicate comes from that. From the process, from having to go through struggles and being victorious. You know, I've had a lot of situations where I've made a lot of mistakes, where I've actually disappointed God. And usually when you disappoint someone that looks up to you, you are at a crossroads of feeling like you can never earn that person's trust back, and you give up and go the opposite direction, or you find yourself trying to rebuild that trust. And when I did some things that I know that broke the Lord's heart, I felt it. And so I made a vow to myself that the Lord gave me another opportunity to make him pleased, that I would actually give him everything that I have. And you know what? It's been the greatest reward, because the scripture tells us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So it was just realizing that that struggle and that circumstance that I had to overcome was actually drawing me closer to him. And so now I totally understand the whole meaning of behind rejoicing in your various trials. Because the trying of your, you know, it's trying of your sufferings and work of patience. And so I realized more and more what God was doing with me. And now I feel like I can do it with substance. I feel like when I communicate, I have substance. I have a meaning behind what I do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I always, and this is not an easy lesson, but I know we talk about this, especially recently, Danelle, about the importance of the way that we look at our challenges, the way that we look at the events that happen to us, instead of thinking about God punishing us, think about it as him refining us and making us more the person that he wants us to be. Now, as you're able to do that, and you share testimonies like you shared here even about what you guys had to do to even get to that place, would you say at least that the result is that when you listen to God, when you do what you know you're supposed to do, that he will show up and bless you in ways you wouldn't imagine?
Absolutely. You couldn't have put it any other way. Absolutely. God will do whatever it takes to get your attention, because he knows, and I tell my members all of this as well, God is not only the Alpha, but he's the Omega. And so though he's with you when you begin your journey, he's actually on the other end, celebrate you as you go through your journey. And so you have to realize that going through the scenario, he already understands the end from the beginning. So, yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. We're going to, like I mentioned, we're going to be talking about the upcoming taping that's going to be happening pretty soon. We're going to let our listeners know the information about that. But I want to stay with this point for just one moment, Danelle, and talk about the response the responsibility, really, that comes from being where you are. I mean, the world has now gotten to see you. The world is getting to know you and the gift that comes, from God, that is being used through you to be able to affect the world. How do you kind of put all that in perspective? Because, I think we all know to whom, much is given, much is expected. How do you keep that perspective that, the focus stays on where it's supposed to stay, but still you allow God to take you as far as he wants to take you?
I keep my perspective realizing that all the time, the difference between being an entertainer and a music minister, is which I desire to be, is that there's only one audience whenever you go before people, and that's God. And as long as I'm connected to the source, he will consistently give me the resource. So, if there were 8 or 12,000 people in that arena, I deaded them out as far as sound, because I was giving my praises to God. Because at the end of the day, when all of those people leave the arena, it's him and I. You know what I mean? And I keep that in perspective, because once I lose that, then, man, you're subject to just go any kind of way. And so that's what keeps me grounded, realizing that he's the source of what I do.
There you go. Again, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with Danelle Damon. He is an individual that is being used by God and being able to see the results that come from that. He, along with the Great Awards Chorale, have been honored for their amazing talent, but also the gift that God has given them that they are using for His glory. We're going to take a break here, Danelle. When we come back, we're going to talk about Dance Like David, the upcoming live recording. Let our listeners know a little bit more information about what they can expect and also the meaning behind the name, too, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're listening here to 92.3 FM on our radio side, but also online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
In these uncertain economic times, getting a solid financial footing can be quite a challenge. However, minister, entrepreneur, and author Sonia L. Thompson has written three books to help you whether you're in business or facing bankruptcy. Break out of poverty into financial abundance, Seeds of Prosperity, and Business by the Bible are God-inspired tools you need to be successful. Order your copies today at lifeintheWordMinistries.org or at Amazon.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is Dan O'Brien, author of the End of the World playlist, Cerulean Dreams, Bitten, The Ocean in the Hourglass, The Journey, The Twins of Devonshire and The Curse of the Widow, and Deviance of Time. As an editor for Empirical Magazine and an independent author, I know how important it is to support radio stations like Conversations. Be sure to look for my books on Kindle and in paperback, as well as visit my blog at thedanobryanproject.blogspot.com and learn more about Empirical Magazine at empiricalmagazine.com. Thanks for listening.
And thank you for that, Dan. And we're back with Conversations Live and our conversation with worship leader Danelle Damon. He, along with the amazing group he's been able to work with, the Greater Works Chorale, has been not only able to provide a great message for worshipers, but also, I think, show people the meaning behind the message as well. So, Danelle, let's kind of switch gears a little bit and talk about what's coming up. We've talked about last year. Let's talk about this year. You have the live taping that's coming up, Dance Like David. Talk to us a little bit about the name and kind of what you hope happens in June.
Dance Like David is yes, there's a live recording on the 22nd of June here in Seattle, Washington. The reason I chose that basically is I do feel like, you know, I've been doing a lot of study of David, and the songs are going to be broken up in three segments, talking about David's anointing, talking about David's brokenness, and talking about David's praise. And a lot of the songs go from, you know, worship and where he was at a very deep place where he really yielded to God based on some things that he did wrong, and really finding himself in a broken state so that the Spirit of God can really resonate through his life, and basically his praise and how he was developed as a, you know, a shepherd, and basically how he learned how to praise God in midnight hours when no one's around, and you know, the songs that he developed and the anointing that came out of that, so where he was able to play the Spirit out of Saul when he was sick, you know, and just the scenarios around that. And so the whole message is just allowing people to realize that, you know, your anointing is very effective when it's actually activated within your life, and the praise that's connected to you can actually get you through situations that you couldn't without it, you know. And so I'm very excited about this project. It's our very first project with the ministry, and we're working very hard towards it. Some friends coming from California, and as well as my good friend, Evangelist Lillian Lloyd from, she lives now in Detroit, Michigan. And so, you know, good friends of mine, and I've done a lot of writing for this project myself, so I'm very excited about what the Lord is doing through me.
Do you think, Danelle, that part of the key, and we're talking about, of course, the event that's coming up here in June, but I have to go back again to last year because of, again, is that what I mentioned when I was watching the YouTube video over the weekend, was, you know, it is a production. You put on a production. And
yes,
I think,
sir,
that is what draws people into it. Do you think that's also what people are going to be able to see during Dance Like David? Actually see, you know, not only, of course, you know the message that comes from this, but also the visual aspect, too, that draws people in, because we are so visual as human beings.
Absolutely. We are sight creatures. We see you before we hear you. Image is everything, and I do believe that. And so we are putting towards a presentation that's pretty much a part of our, you know, that's a part of our ministry. The vision of the ministry is to communicate God's love through song and presentation. So when people come to an experience, they feel it in certain forms of the arts, and definitely through song and musical. But they, you know, it's not just us standing up there singing, but we don't go overboard. We kind of cater everything, and you know, can kind of give you everything at the same time. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know, I cannot, we're going to give out the full details here in a moment, but one of the things I noticed that you tweet about as well as post on your Facebook, and there's some great pictures on your Facebook page about too, is that you're also a father. You know,
absolutely.
I think, you know, June, of course, you know, people are looking at that month, of course, for Father's Day, and fathers are being recognized. You know, talk to us about, you know, your relationship with God, Danelle, and what you hope your sons are able to realize about its importance for, you know, for you, and also hopefully what will be the importance for them as well.
You know, I feel like the greatest example that I can ever be to my kid is to allow him to see me in a state of praise and worship, and also being a very down-to-earth father that teaches him how to be great at whatever he wants to be. And, you know, I love my kids, you know, beyond words. And one of the things that last year as well was able to happen is we had a local competition here in Seattle, Washington, where the ministry was a part of. And I was fortunate to allow my 7-year-old son to direct the last portion of that competition. And I didn't do it from the standpoint of him just like a gimmick, you know, something nice and cute. He really feels exactly what he's doing. And you know, it's just the whole scripture about training up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old,
right,
he will not depart. And so,
right,
you know, I value that more than anything, more than what I do. I value being a father because it all comes, it's all, you know, it's the source of where all the other blessings come from as well.
Gotcha. Well, it's definitely something that should be commended, which is why I wanted to bring it up. Again, Danelle Damon, everyone, you got to know him, of course, through Danelle Damon and the Greater Words Chorale. The upcoming live recording is called Dance Like David. And Danelle, as you mentioned, is coming up Saturday, June the 22nd. How can our listeners stay in contact with you and find out more information about the event?
You can go to the Facebook page, which is Danelle Damon, greaterworks.com. I mean, our Facebook page is Greater Works, and then we have Do Greater Works on our Twitter account. And also, Danelle Damon, I have my own Facebook page as well. And if you wanted to order online tickets for out-of-state people that wanted to come in, we'd be so honored to have you as our guest. You can go to brownpapertickets.com and look up Dance Like David as far as one of the events, and we'll be able to help you as well as getting tickets there as well.
All right. Well, Danelle, congratulations on the success you've had already, and we know that which is to come as well. Again, the upcoming event is Dance Like David, and it's Saturday, June 22nd. Of course, that's going to be in Seattle, Washington. But as he said, to get your tickets, you can go to brownpapertickets.com, and, of course, be able to find them on Facebook and Twitter for more information as well. Last question I have for you, Danelle, is this. You know, for individuals who look at you, look at the ministry that you've been able to have and the way that God has blessed you, what would you say to individuals out there about the importance of letting God lead them? Because so many times we listen to man, but talk to them about why it's so important for God to lead them if they really want to succeed.
The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he should direct your path. God created us to worship him, and I look at it from the standpoint, if he's the author and the owner of the blueprint to our life, there's no way we can create something that we've actually been created from without talking to the Creator.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important that we stay connected to the source, because once we get on our own path, the Lord will bless us within our choices, but then he will actually step back and allow us to bump our head. And when you bump your head enough, you'll get on your knees and say, okay, Lord, I get it. And then he will begin to, you know, he'll be able to say, okay, I mean, thank you for your yieldingness. And that's what happened with David, and that's why the brokenness came. You know, Psalms 51, when he was like, creating me a clean heart and
right,
renew the right spirit that's within me. And that spirit was what he was talking about, him and the indwelling spirit was within him. So it's very important that you put God before you. And don't always spend time with the God of the work. I mean, doing the work of God and not spend time with the God of the work. You can be so busy doing that you forget that you are someone, and, you know, God is there to create you and let you understand that about yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, very well said, man. You know, and I think that is the thing. We can learn so much from David. So definitely it puts the theme in perspective. Danelle, congratulations again on the success. You know, thank you so much for taking out the time, and we look forward to hearing how the event goes in June.
Thank you so very much for having me.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of this part of the hour, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast thanks to our friends at Blog Talk about 5 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already posted it there. And I think we tagged Danelle on both places, too. You can find him both on his Twitter handle as well as on his Facebook page as well. We're going to take a break here on the radio side. At the bottom of the hour, I'll be back with you guys as well as through Blog Talk with my next part of the show. I'll be speaking to Richard Chu. He's the author of the new spiritual guide, Living Well with Chronic Illness. This is something from someone who is a neuropsychologist who has really allowed his faith to lead him not only in medicine but in his whole way of life. He's going to share with you a little bit about how he's been able to do that and how he can help you to be able to live the life that you want to according to God's word. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Have a great one.